have the house to poop. There's no use in the house.
House of Cuckoos radio show number one. Yeah.
Trying to stereotype us.
In what sense?
In the sense of the music.
Not really. I just thought it was a good song, so I wanted to put the song.
It is a good song, but it depends on what type of target audience you're trying to attain here.
Well, I didn't think it was too cliche, you know, because this whole show is going to be something totally crazy.
It's not that it's cliche. It's just, how would you say, pigeonholing us?
Well, only for the moment. If there's still people out there that like Pearl Jam that are listening to this.
Well, yeah, I enjoy
how do they know
Pearl
we're not
Jam,
mocking
but,
it? What if we were mocking it?
Well, we're not.
Maybe we're mocking that we're mocking it and we're flipping them up.
It's like a traditional talk show opening, like Howard Stern or
Girls
or,
are
or
the Bustiest.
Or
well,
Rover's
let's not,
Morning.
Let's not advertise it.
It's like that. You got the little rock and roll outfit song playing. You got the guy with the nice clean voice.
This is Dude and Dude tonight here on the talk show host with Bobby McCree and Brian McDarien. How you doing?
We're pretty good today. We're coming down here to talk to you guys. Everybody's here. We hope to have some guests on here eventually, too. And we'll even have phone interviews.
And
hopefully with interesting people as we go.
The way they take
in
this show.
For the owners, we'll see we have to protect ourselves out there and people who would
see the shit power.
We may bring him along for the ride. You may not.
May marry, may not marry.
We may infringe upon your moral standards for
and yes, anyone hosting time, space, anyone hosting this radio slash
only to
podcast,
if there was a balance to
your discretion,
at your discretion,
you realize your discretion is listener discretion's advice.
Working class four,
whoever's hosting this is our opinion, not theirs. So we thank anyone posting this and listening to this. Thank you for support, and we will have a website soon, or at least a blog site. And off we go. But this is Pearl Jam.
Yes, this is.
We aren't going to introduce every song, because we won't always know what every song is that's playing.
As this soundtrack, or background soundtrack he made, it harkens back to our age group, which...
We were a lot younger. But not a few weeks ago.
Woo!
Technical difficulties.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it, audience? That was. Whoa, there's a clicky click too.
Erectional dysfunction.
Hold on, here comes a clang. Here comes a noise. Ooh, that's terrible radio.
That's distorted.
Terrible radio. There we are. I'm gonna twist it one more time for you. Ooh.
That's broadcast into your backyard from your toilet bowl. That is the Bump, the Hump, and the Rump. Brought to you in part by
Bump.
Ass Wax, and also in part by
Ass Wax.
The makers of Head Wax, also.
All of these will be sponsors eventually too. In the movie, we will make eventually of the House of Cuckoos the movie, as this is the House of Cuckoos radio / podcast, which I won't say every time though. But
the House of Cuckoos Power Hour podcast, brought to you in part by Ass Wax.
We love our sponsors. Sponsors.
Ass Wax rocks, buddy. It's the best.
And they'll be helping us, hopefully, when we put out our movie version of this.
For that distinguishing gentleman.
It's very good. It's very soothing.
And women love a waxed ass.
Women even love their own waxed ass with Ass Wax. I forgot where we were going with this for a moment. I got so caught up in the media. Oh, the movie. Yes, we'll be doing stage plays over here, hopefully with other actors or voice characters as we reinterpret the House of Cuckoos once in a while here. In parts, maybe segments, or not. We'll see how this
vignettes.
We'll discuss politics, philosophy, religion, legalization of different things, delegalization
music, film,
of things,
media.
What should be involved with who, and it's a mixed opinion. Eventually, hopefully, we'll get a radio phone for everybody rather than the particular people.
And although we may even friends. Have a broadcast from Butterscotch, Missouri.
That's right.
Maybe one day.
Butterscotch,
Missouri.
We might even have a. Thought we had somebody in. Well, our janitor in here is janitor. Hey, janitor.
His uncle's from Butterscotch, yeah. Missouri. And he's over there in the back right now.
He's too shy. That's all right. What's this? Is that a Pepsi or a fire? I feel like John Candy in Little Shop of Horrors.
John Candy.
Candy John. Wasn't he delicious?
Chocolate molasses. Give me that, Jackie Onassis.
As we keep it within reason of the juxtaposition, this could be the most boring thing. This could be the most funnest thing.
Ooh, the soothing sounds are upon you. Why don't you have a laugh? What was that? Too many things are bumping into each other.
That was Tinkerbell. Tinkerbell, say hello to Tinkerbell.
But Tinkerbell's tinker away.
Welcome to
I don't know whose life its time is for. It's very demented. It's very crazy.
Welcome to the time for you. Together, 1, 2, 3, we'll sing it.
Welcome to the time for you.
In a melting voice. 1, 2, 3. Welcome to the time for you.
Thank you. Can't do a fake clap too.
No.
Sometimes
we'll have to layer it. See, that's where we bring in the layer.
We want to layer.
We just want to clap right now.
So there'll be more to this. There'll be more layering, and
we'll be talking about our
layering while we're layering it, and then we'll be embarrassed that we mentioned layering.
And then
layering.
We'll say it because this right now. Remember that. Too much, man.
Too much. It's all heavy, you know.
It's careful, heavy, man.
Don't bump the studio too much at all. Catch the waves, but it'll be fine. It'll add to effects.
The dishes are done, man.
You know, other people listen to it besides ourselves. That just listen to us out of vanity to just hear ourselves. Our friends may listen. Our family probably won't make it past this first few minutes. Hey, we've made it past a few minutes, though, and we're still on the air.
Corey Haim. That's something.
Man, that was a month ago.
That wasn't a month ago.
Yes, it was. By the time this.
By the time this may reach the airwaves on the internet, this may have been a month ago.
And the people listen to by the time it catches on. So, you know, just kind of forget that we said that.
Don't forget. Keep that in mind. Corey Haim.
Haim.
Haim!
Did you hear it? I could hear the ghost of Corey Haim coming through.
I could hear the ghost of
Corey Haim. Whoa, he's fucking with our music, man.
Corey,
I think it's too much.
What's too much?
All of it's too much. Did you hear the creaking door? He left.
Yeah.
He left through the creaking door. I think it freaked me out. Hi, I'm Corey Haim. First Michael Jackson died. Now Corey Feldman has this to say. He's going to start whispering. The voice is in his head. The voice is in his head. The voices are inside Corey Feldman's head. Corey Feldman's head. Corey Feldman's head. The voices are inside Corey Feldman's head.
No, they're not!
Yes, they are.
No, they're not!
Yes, they are. Have some more Corey Feldman.
It's whispers.
It's the blistering sun in my eyes.
He's cool, though, you know.
The blistering sun in my eyes. I look up high and there is the sun. The blistering sun in my eyes. The blistering sun in my eyes.
But there's other celebrities, you know. Other people out there.
It's the light of the Lord.
It's the light of day.
Of ass wax.
Yes, the silent, drifting, lilting ass wax tour will bring you to where you want to be. Join the ass wax revolution.
What's that? It's silent.
It can be let go for a while, too. The audience will enjoy some musical moments. As we yawn, fall asleep, and drift. I know it'll pick up again.
And may it blow my soul away.
He believes in it. He believes in you. He believes in it.
Hey, who's that man? I know him. I've seen him around before. He's got that dashing, daring smile. What's his name?
It's Jack Brown in your eye. He's looking for your lady's thigh. He's gonna stick his hand where you cry.
He's Jack Brown!
Private eye. He hisses.
You ain't got dash!
Boogging
and that corned beef and hash!
I can't smoke that hash. It's in a corned beef can. You know how it goes.
Back my grandparents back in Tennessee!
Like, when did it go from, like, hey, that's my cat, to, hey, dog, what's up, man? That's my dog. That's my dog. When, in 1982 or something, did it transition?
Hey, we always been saying, have you seen the giraffe?
Oh, you're one of them Canadian brothers. Have you seen... What's up, my giraffe? Long neck motherfucker. That's what he is. I get what you're saying, now. I get it. I don't hear what you're saying, but I do get it. And that's what counts. The levels is going good. Trust me, brother. It's going good. Well, I can mute us, too.
Hey!
Mute that trumpet. Mute that trumpet.
Don't smile at me. This is my happy face.
Check it out for a minute. Listen. I hear something hissing.
Whoa, hey. That is. That's hissing.
Wow. Wow. Pardon us for station identification. We had a situation here of an almost technical difficult fire. We're just kidding, but let us put ourselves out. You enjoy some of his music.
And there was a smell too.
Good cat.
I'm like, and I can hear it. I'm like, it's not coming from there. And then I'm like, what? I'm like, oh shit.
Well, we did come back. We're okay.
We are alive this evening.
There was a little bit of a near fire.
There was nowhere near the kind of destruction, conflagration that could have occurred.
But it was pretty cool for a moment. And
a moment it was indeed.
But, you know, we're okay. Anyways, it was pretty funny. What happened was some water spilled on one of the wires, and the wire started hissing, and something just seemed not right. So we had
to tell him the truth. It was our incense igniter.
That's right, man. It was our incense, you know, because like we couldn't fit it in the van, and I came in here to play, because you know, like I play guitar and piano, and I'm in a band and all that kind of shit, you know. And I just had to put a lighter on, you know, and it just burned, man. It just burned. That's it. I didn't mean to come in here, man, and just do that to you, man. You know, it was just kind of weird. What's he doing here anyways, Tom?
I didn't bring him in here. But I thought he was with you.
Hey, man, I'm just staying for a minute, man. I'm just going to drink some bottled water. You know, bottled water isn't good for you. Can I have two? It's, like, really bad for you because, like, you know, it's just manufactured water.
It's like powdered water?
Man, powdered water. I think that would be pretty good. I think it might be already sponsored by Ass Wax, huh?
That's an Ass Wax sponsored
powdered water
product. Ass Wax.
I know what city they make it in.
For a distinguishing man.
Hey, janitor.
Use Ass Wax.
Did your dad ever make that? The Ass Wax company is based out of that crazy
Butterscotch, Missouri.
It's very nice.
Very beautiful town. It's a good very place. Beautiful town. Everything looks like butterscotch.
Yeah. There's even the hip hop community.
It's all butterscotch.
It's kind of country hip hop, but you know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of
Missouri. We're Ohio.
Did it mean Missouri?
There goes Indiana. Then there goes.
There off goes running. There goes Indiana running away.
There goes.
Off the moon to Kentucky. Oh, sorry. Seal's playing. We shouldn't sacrilege Seal.
Sacrilege.
Non-sacrilege.
It's a sacrilege.
Seal's a great guy. He's from.
It's a sacrilege.
He's from England.
Tell him this here.
He's a great guy.
Yes, he's delicious.
He's a salacious man. I don't think he is.
He's not salacious.
Anybody thinks Seal's salacious?
He's not salacious.
He's a na na na.
He's delicious.
Na 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 na.
I don't need nobody. Tell him. You got diamonds in your hair.
Get out of comb them out.
So I can sell them.
I can't say the name of the shampoo, but they'll...
Pantelope.
Pantelope shampoo.
Pantelope shampoo.
Diamonds right out of your hair. Well, this has been nothing but ads. We should just title this ads. And now something for your cough suppressant.
Fubbledore.
Ass Wax Fubbledore cough syrup.
It's not the best.
Taste the Fubbledore.
But it works.
Yeah, I think these are all good products for House of Cuckoos podcast.
Product placement. How much we get paid for that kind of stuff?
Half
we
nothing.
We can't talk to you about that.
Well, we can enjoy these products that are granted to us from the Ass Wax people.
For the people of Ass Wax. For the discerning gentlemen.
Oh, they're probably going to put their commercials, you know, in our movie we make.
Yeah, they have product placements like billboards and... Like, you know,
we might have to do commercials if everything's in a cereal form by then.
Fumbledore cereal. Vending machines.
Fumbledore cereal.
Fumbledore soda. Fumbledore vitamin waffle.
And what's the stuff that keeps you normal?
I like the vitamin waffles are the best.
Yes, especially with the wheat germ, and they're good for your system, and they make you go when you gotta go.
The vitamin... Fumbledore vitamin waffles, they are tasty.
Dr. Fumbledore, how are your vitamins today? Look at that sweet taste in the waffles I heard.
Look, it's Uncle Fumbledore.
Hey, children, come give me a hug, but don't touch me in the wrong place, or I'll go to jail.
Are you drinking Uncle Fumbledore's cough syrup again?
Stay away from your uncle. He's a bit odd.
He's strange. I think he's really
lysergic.
Lysergic? He's quite lysergic.
Liturgus!
He's got one eye bent. One eye straight.
One eye could see another time reality.
Yes, and the other eye saw a line of cocaine.
It was his downfall.
We love David Bowie. Very much. But, you gotta go with a good one when you got one. Yes. He's laying low these days. He's not doing too much, Mr. Bowie.
But he's like
after his heart surgery. Well, yeah, he had that almost heart attack or what have you. But it was pretty scary, I guess. I mean, I would imagine. I still haven't seen a Sons movie either.
Moon.
We have to see that movie.
Moon. With maybe Sam Rockwell.
Comes to the cinematique.
Kevin Spacey.
Cinematique.
Is the android
in
voice.
Cleveland.
Moon.
We can give... Well, we're going to see it at the Cinematique since we're telling people where to say it. But
Moon.
They don't have to pay us, but we can take free tickets. Because hopefully we'll be seeing a movie there shortly.
The making of the House of Cuckoos.
Well, yeah, our own movie if we're lucky. And then we can get that at Cannes and Sundance. And we can contribute ourselves to movies of...
I would like to have this actually introduced... When it's done at the
awards,
Painesville Film Festival in Ohio, Painesville Film Festival.
It hurts so much in Painesville, but really,
Painesville Film
Look
Festival.
Look it up Wikipedia.
Lake County Fairgrounds, 2013. That's what we're trying to shoot for.
Yeah, it'll be a great time, you know, because then we know the Indians will have the lands back after the 2012 disasters. And well, at least nature people will be back. Not the crazy ones, but like people at peace with it. Not like your crazy...
Not the exploitation.
Yeah, people. Or that weird neighbor who suffered a few wars and has a bunker. You know, those kind.
Yeah.
Well, no offense to them. We're friends of theirs, but...
Those ones who also hang out X's all over their walls with dead things.
Yeah, you know. Good American folks.
Homestead.
Homestead Falls?
Homestead. Homestead. Homestead, Pennsylvania.
Oh. Is that next to Beaver?
Nope.
Beaver Falls?
That's closer to Zeelandopal, actually.
Zeelandopal, Pennsylvania. That's a hell of a Quaker name, because it doesn't sound Indian, Native American.
No, it's not. It's not. It's Caucasian settlers. Yep. Land terrorists.
Caucasian settlement language, yes. Are you an anti-Caucasian satellite? I guess that doesn't make sense.
Satellites?
Yeah. Yes, usurpers.
Usurper. That's a weird word, usurper.
We wouldn't necessarily be doing this.
Say it like that, usurper.
I understand that. No.
The usurper must be dethroned. He has no right to it.
We could have shared, or we still could. Although they're starting to cash in a little bit, in some certain ones, not all the reservations.
I don't even know what he's talking about, because I'm thinking about something totally different.
All right, well, we'll move on.
I'm thinking about the usurper. Let him talk about whatever he wants, and I'll talk about whatever I want. And then
At the same time.
Then you can figure out which conversation you want to instead. So we're both going to talk
unless
at the same
I'm
time
close,
about whatever
hi.
You want to.
How are you?
Because that's where the mind
we can talk
is.
About what the urban
I'm
hippie knows
about,
for you.
Like, you know, the usurper and that
I think
British
it's a great thing.
The usurper must be
when you're really close
to
the
Axeman.
Of a good sound.
Bring the
you have to stick
to
it right
him.
In your ear.
You will gut him in the name of Luther.
He's going to gut him in the name of Luther Vandross.
Gotta
stop the love.
The love.
Oh, he's hard to imitate. Rest in peace, Luther.
The love.
He bought his own toilet seat on his tours. You know. That's a true fact.
I would bring my own toilet seat too if I had the money. Who wouldn't want to sit on a clean seat? Why do I want to sit on a seat that somebody else's ass is already graced?
Right. Well, what about a celebrity you really admired?
I don't really admire celebrities.
You should.
I shouldn't. When I am done, well, when I go to use a public restroom, by the time I sit on it, it looks like a mummy.
Well, good. I wouldn't want you to sit on it, Daddy.
It's draped in toilet paper.
Yes.
I mummify the toilet before I sit on it.
And the ceremony's done before, too.
Mm-hmm.
As he does the chants, and in come the angel ladies.
Hand a little incense, smoking on the back.
He's the hands in prayer. And then the robes before you sit in the public toilet. It really gets people going, especially when they have to, you know, want to use the restroom or change their kid in there or whatever.
And I walk in with a pair of robes. Walking into the bathroom.
Candle carrying. But it's sometimes it can be a good time, though. Depends on who's washing their hands at the time.
That's great. The reaction you get, it's amazing. It's amazing. Mmm. Yes. I love this song.
We're at our midpoint, yeah.
This song is fantastic.
We are at our, we're encroaching upon our midpoint.
Well, yeah, we are shortly before the mid.
Why not?
Can we get the music up higher?
I think so. I don't want to distort too much of the song. We could let them listen there for a while.
I think they should listen to this.
Hello, we're here today to speak about the new book out by Lord Wellington Fitzworthy. Good day, Mr. Fitzworthy, how are you?
So 80 sounding, man.
Person and vision off, lift map.
What's this in your book that you have to say about something in chairs and what hasn't with British humour?
Well, you see, when it came to my knowledge that the fifth dimension and understanding what has brought me this
Right. It's brought you there, but how does it make you feel as being a writer and being affected by these imaginations of bottle taps, you know, that they keep thinking you mean when you say chairs? And really you're referring to the idea of humour in British humour.
Well, it's a very existential...
And you can go on, as you were saying.
And I was saying, the book encompasses more than just the second generation of British humour. That's why the chair remark. Anyone who grew up in that time period...
He's a chair. I've seen a chair back in that era too, haven't you? Half of our audience, at least.
Remember, it was a common theme.
They were cups.
Chair.
They held cups too.
It was magnificent.
What does that make it for the end of your sleeves? By the end of the reading, you said it's all about the end of your sleeves, and that's not the giveaway to that chapter.
Well. The length of a man's quality isn't determined by the inside of his sleeve.
See, I thought it was outside of it. But go on.
You see, the man who wears the shorter sleeve understands the concept of the chair that is perpetuated through the humor of the second generation of the British movement.
Ah. And we're going to come right back to that in one moment after we hear a word from our sponsor.
Asswax.
Asswax now makes bareback gel for the new tartar sauce for your fish and chips. How is your fish and chips today?
They're delicious!
Have you tried the new tartar sauce?
It's spectacular! There it is! My husband is a Martin!
How far off? Asswax.
And we're back again. Welcome back from our sponsor. The good sponsor. We have our poem now, and these questions come from one from a police lieutenant named Constable Joel. He wants to know, why is it when chairs are noticed in the city, they try to make a nice artwork, but they're really not seen that way when trying to be used as something to sit on. Meanwhile, the bums lay upon them, people without homes, and meanwhile, it means expression, but his job has to take him away from it. So why, from your perspective of the chairs and humor, do I laugh at the bums who fall asleep on the benches?
Well, most of the times they're victims of the pigeons that roost.
Pigeons?
Within the area. And it makes great, it makes a great resource.
Right.
For laughter.
Now, next question. Comes from a gentleman in a nursing home. Why are trays considered for TV, where chairs are considered for movies? Signed, Happier Times.
Well, you see here, now that was posed to me one time, that same exact question about 30 years ago. And to this day, it's still a perplexing query. Because from any point of view, it's a philosophical stance.
Standing one.
Because there was always this long-standing argument, why cannot trays be used in movie theaters?
And yet, who'd clean them?
And I think it's the same gentleman who asked me that question 30 years ago.
Right. And one more question. Who will win the Kentucky Derby next year? When is a good time to keep a chair in the rain, and when's it not? As a utility question, for some utility listeners.
The only real time your chair should be out in the rain is, you see, from September 17th until October 3rd. Expose it to as much weather as possible.
I say, Mr. Fitzwater, do you own a chair?
I have several thousand chairs. Several
thousand chairs. I'd like to thank again Mr. Otis Fitzwater. Otis? With that, for his book, The Reigning of Chairs, Humor in British Colonizing Upon the Park Benches. Pick it up at the bookstore. You'll be doing a signing down at Devington's?
Yes, I will.
That's on 4th and 3rd, and 3rd and 20th on some days past January, but right now it's only midway, you know it's off. So, to know it's off takes away two animals. We'll have to talk to everybody. So, until then, good day. So tell me, good luck. This folks are pretty good.
So 80 sounding, man.
You're listening to the House of Cuckoos podcast with me and him. I'm the Urban Hippie.
Together we are they. And I am a mystery.
So that'll be his name. A mystery. And a mystery shall he remain.
You wouldn't like me if I was angry.
But you won't be because you're too mysterious.
I am...
Mysterious. He is very mysterious. I don't know what he's doing half the time. I don't want to know what he's doing half the time. And I'm afraid of what he's doing half the time. You know, he doesn't know who he is anymore. This guy I work with, who will be at Makes Us Day. He doesn't know why he is afraid of himself.
Next time I might have a different name.
Yeah.
It's just who the personality is.
Depends on the Zulu within him.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Zulu.
I'm not Zulu.
Zulu. Are you there?
Yes. What a situation when you're an incredible Hulk. He's a great Hulk. Oh, he's incredible.
He's the blue Hulk. You seen the blue Hulk?
I think you have seen the blue Hulk. He's been... If he's a Superman Hulk, though.
Superman vs. Hulk.
It's a Seinfeld Superman.
And Bruce Banner Hulk. What a clash.
Whoa, echoey. Ah!
He changed the channel.
Help, we're without station.
Identification.
What's going on?
Brought you in part by Asswax.
As always, Asswax.
Make yourself Fumbledore.
That's the way it all goes.
That's the way the needle pricks.
It's the way some of this stuff just has to take you.
That's the way the glue sticks.
It is. It's the way.
That's the way the potato mash.
It's the way the potato mashes.
Yeah. I remember the potato wars of 1987.
Oh, yeah, when the Lustra came out. The potato chip wars, and everyone was sick and rushing to the bathroom.
That was actually in the 90s there. That was the 90s.
It's a blur. Extra,
the wild products that they had. My God. It said on there.
Don't eat.
Do not eat too much. Basically, you only eat a portion or less. Because other than that, if you ate any more than that, there would be abdominal pain. And quite possibly rectal leakage.
And it was on the food product. Rectal leakage on the food product.
Yes, on the bottom back portion of the bag.
I remember a friend that ate them, and he ate the whole bag before he understood what it was, and he was gurbled and burbled as he...
Yes.
He didn't go out that night, he stayed home.
My cousin of mine, the illustrator, he called me after crushing the whole bag.
And I'm like, dude, did you not read the back of the bag?
Well, it's just a chip. It's just a chip.
Just because it is a fat-free chip doesn't mean you can eat the whole bag without the consequences. There are still going to be consequences to products like that, and
it hurt, hey?
He lived in that bathroom for a little bit there. Old lean indeed, because it rips your nutrients out of your body to process this unnatural...
quite lean.
Well, it was a natural fat, but our body wasn't made to
digest it. Wasn't made for it. It just wasn't made for it. When it was made for it, it was really made for it.
For it.
We need some guest stars, I think, in a little while. Before this, we're doing okay if we still have anybody still listening. It should be kind of fun. Yes. Who's our superhero, Tom? Yeah, I'm all alone.
Captain Neoflat.
Ooh. Electricity. I think it has
some. We're going in. Grab the shotgun.
We're going to shoot Ben Franklin before he discovers electricity.
Yeah,
we are the Fire Keepers. Fire Keepers of Union. We're not going to let Ben Franklin.
You there, freeze!
Did they have shotguns? That's why we went to the past. We're going to hold up Ben Franklin from starting electricity, so therefore the electrical revolution wouldn't have started.
Mr. Benjamin Franklin, I presume?
Hopefully nobody would have plugged anything into a potato.
We're going to have you step away from the cards.
Nah, screw this. As you... Papayo! Papayo! I shot you.
I shot Benjamin Franklin.
Does anybody out there need it before they go?
Nah.
One moment. Yeah, thank you! Our Chinese food just got here. It smells delicious. Thank you. No, thank you. His name is Yu. I need you to go over there and thank him. Thank you.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Smart ass.
Oh, smart ass. You will pay.
I don't do that.
This is
funny. Do this.
Yes. Now that we lost our Asian market. Not the store, I mean our listeners. Ooh! It's Tori coming to let us know something.
Let's see.
Wow. Whoa. What's going on here is it's raining and everything.
What are you doing?
We're filming a podcast.
You're reading?
We did. Really? I think he's going to do it. Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I haven't called you yet. I'm just telling you, Mr.
We're recording this.
Mr.
Yeah. Jay's house. Urban Hippie. Jay Urban Hippie.
What was that?
We're in a podcast, I think we should stop it for a moment. Although our audience would love to hear. Alright. Listen to the song, peoples.
No.
This is the kind of show it's gonna be. Later, in a moment. Come back, we're gonna give you details. I ate my Chinese food. See you guys. One moment. Who? Art nerds.
Is that what he just said?
We're art nerds.
Art nerds.
Art nerds are not something you would think. They're not nerds.
Art nerds.
And they're not art.
I don't know what art nerds are. I've never heard of them before in my life.
It's Arthur.
Art nerds.
Yeah, well, slight Arthur. But I guess we're art nerds with the songs like this.
Again?
Germany's own phone.
Wait, that's not a German accent. Again, what are you trying to do? He is trying to write. Mystery is trying to write. Mystery T-Man. What are you doing? A formula for your... He's dating an Asian girl.
I don't know what he's talking about.
And, she lives up on Mars. So sometimes, you know, it's a hard communication, so sometimes it's a little strange. But she's green. And has a really cool spaceship. But he keeps writing these weird alien formulas back and forth. I don't know what he's doing. I told him it's our first show and he has to get these formulas out. So he's possessed by something. Something has possessed him. And that's why we're playing this possessed music in the background. May the pagan chants decurse you. I guess, are you joining me?
Pegasus 9.
What are you doing? You're drawing during our podcast. Well, now we have our logo.
It's not a logo, it's just a
face. Yeah, we'll use that face. He was drawing. If you could see, can everyone see this on the radio?
Can you see me on the radio?
On the podcast. You're forgetting our audience.
No, this is for the audience.
How's drawing on a microphone?
I'm not drawing on the microphone.
How's drawing near the microphone? They need to hear it.
You are not that way. How's that sound in your ears? Does that tickle your ears as you listen to this on your headphones? Is it too loud? Is it too soft? Is it too sexy for you? If I was you, I would also draw a picture
of reality. Hubris.
Draw me a picture of reality and title it Echoes. For real, you're not bantering.
I am creating. I am.
We gotta tell them what you're making. What are you making?
It'll be on a blog.
It's gonna be on our blog. House of Cuckoos. Probably a dot blog.com, whatever the blog site is. We'll have it on the next show. See if we get anybody interested. We'll do art crime.
Art crime.
For art nerds. By named Arthur. Arthur nerds. Yes. That's what you yell over to the ladies. When do you yell?
Face mierda!
Is that a bad word? Is that a bad word?
Face mierda!
Fuck my shit. What? Is that kind of... You can't have that kind of language. Is this family or is this explicit?
Fudge me yet. We've been swearing the whole time.
Well, I want to make it official. That this is,
I'm going to call you Butter Top.
I don't have to say listener discretion advised at this point. But if you're your own listener and you're offended, you got to just turn it off. Why do people listen to things they don't want to listen to? Oh, no. Don't turn it off. No, stop. Listener, don't turn it off. Okay, they might still be there. Ooh. Play it, Tom.
Hey. Here we go. I'm going to call you Buttertop, and you're going to call me Hamfoot.
Buttertop and Hamfoot?
Buttertop and Hamfoot.
It's kind of oily.
Buttertop and Hamfoot went to the store. Buttertop and Hamfoot went to the door.
Oh, we squeezed right through. Ooh, pluck them.
Ooh, pull that hair off the lip of the cat.
I didn't know cats had lips. So I saw Tom and Jerry.
Pussies have lips.
That's right, yeah, pussycat lips. This probably was a Cleveland band, too.
Hey, is you in
it was the
prayers,
and
my baby.
One beat off, one dub, J-U-A-N. Vivian's. The late band, Duncan. There was all those great people.
Did that plug in?
I did. That was my teacher.
The Dead Remembrance.
The Dead Remembrance.
Brought you in part by Asswax. The makers of...
They bring us the dead. From Corey Haim to local dead teachers to famous dead people like Michael Jackson to families to... Everything is brought to you by Asswax. They sponsor death now.
And
God has sold out.
Piet Lassoute. Jean-Pierre Lassoute.
He is the attorney for God.
And they filed jointly, and God is a real estate agent, and it is all about land and who has enough power and money and everything. So, yep, all those people were right. And
the paper money that they've been handing out to us for centuries is
and here we were rebelling. We thought it was, and it's all true now. It's, if God has a lawyer and has sued the earth, and we lost, but it's like, you know, he kind of lost.
Hey, if I've never been represented by this lawyer mustn't exist.
Well, that's it. The law's imposed on you, so.
Hey, I don't believe in a lawyer unless they represent me. If a lawyer's never represented me, they don't exist. That's all there is to it.
Depends.
No existence without representation.
That's all. Well, everybody needs a lawyer to prove they're real.
No, the lawyers need clients to prove they're real.
No.
The lawyers need clients to justify their...
Real?
No, not just they're real. They have to justify their, I don't know, their ridiculous ideas, their interpretations of somebody else's... tantrum.
Yeah. You know. Kind of like when you're about to kill somebody in a weird Kill Bill way.
It was Uma.
Uma.
The bride.
So is there work for you tomorrow morning?
Yes, we still have jobs when we are working. So we're still doing this. Is all just a radio show for fun. Eventual
brought
profit.
In part by,
of course.
Asswax.
And Asswax products.
Everywhere around the world.
And we don't have a website yet for it. They have a P.O. box that doesn't have a number. And so, I mean, all we can tell you is it's Asswax at P.O. Box in Butterscotch, where?
Missouri.
And that's it.
Beautiful downtown Butterscotch, Missouri.
We don't know the P.O.
box. It's historic downtown Butterscotch, Missouri, the place to visit.
But like lawyers,
beautiful, serene, and the family will enjoy it.
Yes, the beautiful music playing in the background.
Historic. Downtown Butterscotch, Missouri. Not your typical downtown.
Hey, damn it. Damn it.
You got butter.
Kansas City Dummies.
You got butter on your feet. You got butter.
And your
feet too.
Muffin here. Ooh. Go on, Quincy. Go on, Quincy. Go on, Quince! There go, Quince!
Bring me
that! Well, I think he's just telling him what to play. But hey, there he goes.
Bring me that!
Filet of fish, eh?
Bring me that! Big bag butter! I want my butter!
I want my butter on my
bitch! My butter on my bitch too!
Alright, somebody come up here, say they want some grits. And I think it's a good old thing. Now, I can represent as you come down to Harmonicky's Grits in Steakhouse, because we'll guarantee you a good time here from Missouri to Kansas to Texas to Ohio, but only in the southern parts below Columbus and just north of Marietta.
I'm from West Virginia, and I drive all the way down here, because these are the best grits south of Mason-Dixon line.
That's right, and we're north too, and you can come up and see us. That's right, my grits are the best.
Mm-hmm.
If not, you can kiss them.
Inbred cornbread's delicious.
New inbred cornbread. It is delicious.
This is still jamming, man. It's still jamming. Mm. Toasted shells.
Well, we got another 5 minutes or so. It's almost over. Our first show. You drew a picture.
About 9 minutes on the ticker there.
Right.
9 minutes on the ticker. Ticker tape, ticker top.
It's almost over.
Any topics you want to wrap up with?
No. But we'll hopefully follow up very soon. Another show. If anyone hopefully laughed at all. May not have been that interesting. But hopefully everything else was pretty cool. The cheesy effects and all the nuances we gave it. Echoes and effects are coming.
Shoebox.org. Shoebox.org.
What are you promoting?
Get the money from the shoebox in the drawer. Get the money from the shoebox in the drawer.
And what a fine show this has been. Everything's been sponsored today by Ass Wax here at the House of Cuckoos radio show. Next time, we hope to have Sammy Davis Jr., a bunch of people on, lots of topics this time, including That's Your Decision. That's Your Decision. Oh, that's a good, that would be good. Because we're going to let people come on and give us their decision on...
That's Your Decision! Another spot brought to you in part by Asswax and their subsidiaries and product affiliates.
That's right. Thanks to Asswax for these new bifocals. I don't need them yet, but thanks ahead of time. Because they pay us. They pay us. Half of nothing. Woo! I can quite as lovely. But that's money. That's cash.
Asswax.
You can spell it. That's their logo.
It's brought and it's given.
Money.
Keep your modest ways.
Money makes the world go round. Yeah,
little Pearl Jam.
Well, the show's coming to an end, and that's it.
No, what you done, buddy?
It's all good time. House Cuckoo's gonna get a lot kookier. It's kind of like we just moved in this house. We're still unpacking. We're gonna have everything set up. So this is actually gonna take off. This is gonna be a popular show, I'm telling you. You guys are going to regret not listening to this first one. You're going to regret not going to the end. There'll be a great pumpkin next year. You just... Oh, wait. Sorry.
Getting off on the wrong shoe.
Yeah, you got to get on good foot and do the bad thing.
Get on good foot.
But on the plus side, weather's getting a little warmer, so...
No good for me.
We'll be out interviewing lots of people. We'll have radio interviews. We'll have more people.
I like it cold.
We'll have more people calling in, too. Gonna have a lot of interference from that. You're a bumper. He's a bumper over the microphone. That's it.
That's why the face looks the way it does.
It's almost, a stolen frolic.
No.
It's like... You get what I mean? It's a weird, strange thing he's doing. Well, another show. We'll have a blog site next time. We'll hopefully have a website shortly. And music, too. Plan on music. Fun stuff. Goofy, strange, poetic, artsy, rockish, ethereal. It's all gonna be weird. It'll probably just be about three songs in the guitar. But we'll make it sound good. It'll be weird. Lots of keyboards, though. I can promise you it'll sound very nice. Mixed in with our radio.
It'll be beautiful.
Thank you. He's awake there.
John's in the Super Bowl.
He snoozed out for a minute. It was all the Chinese food, talking about Japanese girls on Mars.
Well, any other time we let the music play for a bit.
I know. This is it. Constipation. Gotta let out a little perch.
Gotta let out a little perch.
Oh, you can't spit like that. That's why he's yellow Ledbetter. Classy stuff we talk about here on House Cuckoos. CBS. Microphone tap on.
There you go.
The logo has been made. not for our show, but
our sponsors.
He's really trying to help the sponsors.
They commissioned me about 4 years ago to make them a logo.
They promised money. They promised money.
Let's see. And
he's a motorboat.
Taking me this long to design and develop. Burst of creativity came just tonight, which is a blessing.
Yeah, because we're recording live.
And we'll be able to get paid now because I finished the logo for the sponsors.
And then you can pay me back for, that $500 that I loaned you. So you can remember when you had to get your buddy out of jail? Because he was up on the antenna trying to throw tomatoes down at the police.
Well, you know, got him up on that.
Well, I didn't tell him to drink the whole thing.
Hey.
You're not supposed to do more than two shots.
But you told him... You're a big boy. You could do it.
Yeah.
And you know who we're talking about here. When you tell him that, he's...
Well, I mean, the president of Aswax shouldn't be brought up like this on these charges.
He'll get out of it, but you can't lay blame on anyone.
Well, I just want my $500.
Hey.
Just give me my $500.
You were the one that gave him the bottle.
Guilty till proven innocent. It's not a great way to live.
I got your credit card receipts.
Well, don't mind the porn.
Johnny Porn.
Well, we are off. It's been a good
shoddy
show.
Porn. I don't read shoddy porn. He reads shoddy porn.
This is the House of Cuckoos Radio. I'm the Urban Hippie. And this is Mystery Man, whatever. Hopefully he'll have a name next time.
I don't have a name. I am an enigma.
But he will. First, that's already taken too, isn't it?
No, well, I am not the enigma. I said I am a enigma.
B enigma, C enigma.
Un-enigma, actually.
The anastigmatist.
Enigma. Anastigmatistic? No.
Yes.
No.
Well, that's it from Cleveland.
In your backyard... And down the street.
So, good night. Thanks for listening. Or good morning, whenever you're listening to this.
Aswax.
Aswax thanks you. The House of Cuckoos thanks
they
you.
Do. And thank you. Everyone does.
We wish you well. See you next time, peoples.
Fade out, silly.
Fade out. Which one's the button? Ah!